Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Eddie Matthews. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Lemaster. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Denny Lemaster. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aaron is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cowan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews who is chasing the ball. Cowan reaches third base with a triple. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver juggles the ball. That's an error on Oliver. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hubbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Schaefer hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schaefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cowan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Cowan strikes out. Torrey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cowan out. Two outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. LeMaster fires to first and has Rogers trapped. There's the throw to McMillan who tags Rogers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster fires to first and has Santo trapped. There's the throw to McMillan who tags Santo for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. 2 outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella strikes out. 1 out. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schaefer is 0 for 1 in the game. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Cowan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Denny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke juggles the ball. That's an error on Menke. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogers moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rogers moves to third. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews strikes out. There goes Aaron. The throw from Schaefer to Rogers, and Aaron is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Schaefer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schaefer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. Menke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Menke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Brock now playing right field. Bob Uecker pinch hits for Ty Klein. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uecker strikes out. One out. Tommy Aaron pinch hits for Denny Lemaster. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aaron is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Woodward pinch runs for Roy McMillan. Frank Bowling batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Woodward moves to second. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Milwaukee Braves, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.